She got dirt, and she's ready to go.
Hey, Jenny.
The Branford Academy of Hair and Cosmetology Dirt Report.
Don't put me in your dirt report.
With Hot 93.7, Jenny Boom Boom. Jenny Boom
Boom. This better be good, Jay. What?
What up? Hi.
I'm just kidding. How you doing, Jay?
I'm chilling. It's Thursday.
Week's been going by so fast, right?
Yes,
I'm loving it. I took Monday off,
so I'm not even mad. I'm ready for the weekend already.
You're not coming in Monday?
I took last Monday off, this past Monday.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. Anyway.
I was sick.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You had the flu.
I ain't had the flu. I was just sick.
You had the flu.
I got a question for you, Jenny.
Yes.
Has someone ever given you a gift and then taken it back? Like, you ever received something and get it taken back from you?
No.
Nah?
Not one time.
You kept it all the time?
I threatened to, like, actually, like, give away gifts as people give me, but if they upset me.
Well, Kim Kardashian just lost a $14 million gift from her hubby, Kanye West.
The condo?
The condo in Miami that he gifted her for Christmas that cost $14 million. Kanye has not done anything with it and lost a $600,000 deposit as we speak.
Yeah, so, yeah, I saw this story, and this was her Christmas present, and I guess they're saying it's because it's not private enough.
That's what she was saying. The building had 18 floors. It was called, dubbed the Billionaire Beach Bunker. It had an oceanfront condo with four bedrooms and all kind of stuff, and the balcony wrapped all the way around the condo.
So, I mean, it could be, okay, let's do a couple of different scenarios.
Yes.
It could be that their security team, because they have a whole security team.
Yep.
Couldn't keep them safe in that building.
I'm going to give you 20% on that one.
It could be that, or it could be the other reason that Kanye doesn't have the money.
That's 80%. I think that's the reason.
So he might have gone and put down the $600,000, but he can't fulfill the rest of it.
Yeah, I remember they just put a bunch of money into a house they just built a couple years ago, too, out in Calabasas. Am I not right?
Yes.
Yeah, so now this whole $14 million beach mansion, like, seriously? It's a lot.
And they're saying they're looking for a vacation home. But I'm not sure that Kim Kardashian wants to be in Miami. For what?
I think you're right on both accounts.
Okay.
Security and that, you know what, we can't afford this.
So they had a big news conference today with the Patriots, and Tom Brady was asked about whether or not he's going to visit President Trump at the White House.
Yo, Tom Brady.
They've been invited.
He's the greatest living American. Of course he's going.
He didn't go last time.
Huh?
In 2017.
Oh, that was his wife Giselle probably stepped in.
Right. Mm. So a reporter from NBC asked Tom Brady point blank this morning if he plans to go to D.C., and he looked at the crowd.
And said what?
Next question.
That's what's up.
And he looked irritated by the question.
Yeah, he's
he had
tired
to know
of
that
it.
Question was coming.
So look, man, I'm not going to the White House to have no damn McDonald's.
So
that's what he gave the Clemson team. Trump did.
So Tom Brady actually passed on the White House visit back in 2017 after he and President Trump had a little falling out.
Yeah.
And also because his wife, Giselle, is not a big fan of, you know, President Trump.
Who's a model from Brazil, so she's an immigrant.
Well, possibly because of that.
Yeah, all that.
Maybe his views on women.
All that, too.
So she told him at the time, like, you're not going to be able to hang out with your friends.
There you go.
Like, it ain't going to work out.
You can't go outside and play.
That ain't going to work out. Hey, Justin Bieber says he was celibate for a year before getting back together and eventually marrying Hailey Baldwin.
Why?
He, in a new interview with Vogue, said that he decided to be celibate for 365 days prior to reconnecting with her.
Why?
So he could feel closer to God. Then they got back together and didn't have sex until they got married. That's what he said.
God bless them.
You know, they had been together in the past, so obviously I'm assuming that they had sex back then and they knew what it was like.
I'm still not going to sit out the game for 365 days. I'm not going to leave. They still going to love me?
I don't know. He also said that he used to be addicted to Xanax. He said drugs put a screen between me and what I was doing. He said basically he was getting around a little bit because of the drugs. So once he stopped doing all that, then he could think clearer and knew he should be celibate.
The boy had to work on some self-control, basically.
I think so, yeah.
Okay.
It's okay. Hot 3 at 3 countdown's coming up. We got tickets on the way for Meek Mill.
Hot 937, Connecticut's number one.